Hello, everyone, and welcome to Audiosyncrasy, the podcast. This is episode number 45, and I'm your host, Jamie Osborne, as we explore the beautiful and interesting world of independent contemporary instrumental New Age music, as you'll be able to explore and find out all the great stuff that's out there on the internet. This is a podcast based on the radio show of the same name that airs in El Paso, Texas, on the public radio station there that I've been happy to host for coming up on 10 years now. This is an exploration of really beautiful and interesting music that I hope you'll enjoy. It's not always soft, mellow, and ambient. There's a lot of variety and interest to this music, and that's certainly something I hope that you will not only enjoy here, but also tell your friends about as well. Well, my friends, as I record this, about a month ago, back in early May of 2009, I was privileged to attend a concert in Southern California in the area of Irvine, California. I was invited by my friends Corey Lene Carruthers and a few others to join them for a concert at the Irvine Spectrum. And if you've never been there, it's kind of a mall, but it's a really beautiful one. They've got a number of stages on the facility, and Corey put together quite a lineup of music. In fact, I've never met more musicians from this genre in one time in real life than I have on that night. So it was amazing. So on this podcast, we are going to explore all the artists that were at that concert in Irvine Spectrum, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to start it off with some Heath Vercher, and then we'll have some Denise Young, and Lars Hiddé will finish out our first set of the Audiosyncrasy Podcast, episode number 45. I hope you enjoy this. From his latest CD, well, actually, it's not even his latest anymore, but from his very recent CD, Soulfire, this is Heath Vercher's Rapture. Thank you. that one didn't actually get played at the Southern California concert that we went to at the Irvine Spectrum. That was Lars Hiddé. He was a very instrumental part of that concert. He was all of the backing track sound behind most of what Jeff Oster did. It was pretty cool to see Lars do it. Some neat pictures of that whole night are on my Facebook page. You'll just have to head over there. I'll move them over to my Audiosyncrasy fan page as well on Facebook, and you can check that out and fan the show and find out more about what's going on and more directly involve yourself in the program on Facebook. You can also do it on MySpace as well. A track from Lars Hiddé from his CD called Going Out was called Vasona Park. You'll find Lars at Rivery, RIVERY.com. Pretty interesting to see his setup. It's almost more computer than it is keyboard and such. And Lars really gets into the music. In the middle, some Denise Young from her CD, Something You Dream Of, the keyboardist from that area, Southern California. She just drove over to the concert. Features that lovely track called Time Alone, DeniseYoung.com. And we started off with a track from Soulfire, Heath Vercher's next to last release called, well, Soulfire. And the track was Rapture. He plays a lot in Second Life, and one of his most popular tracks in Second Life is that one called Rapture. HeathVercher.com, V-E-R-C-H-E-R.com, and MySpace.com/HeathVercher. All of the music you're hearing is music that we heard, or at least these artists anyway, at a concert in the Irvine Spectrum in Southern California in early May of 2009. It was a great night of music. It was a four-hour extravaganza. It was really something. All of these artists had about 45 minutes to play. There's a huge Ferris wheel in the background. A lot of ambiance, a lot of audience stopped by, a bunch of brought CDs, and almost every one of them figured out that there was a whole bunch of music out there that they'd never heard of before. Our second half of the podcast comes from the same set. We're going to hear from John Luttrell. He did a lot of keyboard stuff too. Although he plays a lot more than keyboards, he played guitar, he played a little bit of everything at the concert. We're going to hear him on the keyboard from his CD, Underwater Flying Lessons. And we'll hear a track called Bank Shot. That'll be next. After that, we'll hear from Corey Linnea Carruthers herself and her new CD called Trillium. We'll hear a track called 3 Degrees. And then we'll finish it off with trumpet and flugelhorn master Jeff Oster from his CD, True. And a great CD there. But this is John Luttrell from Underwater Flying Lessons. It's a CD that came out in 2000. MySpace.com/John Luttrell Music. This is Bank Shot. Thank you. We wind up the Idiosyncrasy podcast with this music from Jeff Oster. He really smoked it at that concert in Southern California. From his CD True, it won all kinds of awards, including the New Age Reporter CD of the Year. Mumbai, a track he played at that concert, and it was awesome. JeffOster.com, O-S-T-E-R. You won't find a better trumpeter or flugelhornist in the New Age genre, or just about anywhere else for that matter. Before that, the host of the evening, Corey Lynne Carruthers, from her forthcoming CD, Trillium. It should be out, oh, let's say end of June, mid-July or so, somewhere in there. 3 degrees from Corey's CD, Trillium. CoreyTunes.com or MySpace.com/CoreyLinnae, L-I-N-A-E-C. And we began our final set of Idiosyncrasies, or the final half, with John Luttrell's Bank Shot from Underwater Flying Lessons. MySpace.com/John Luttrell, L-U-T-T-R-E-L-L, music. Well, that's going to bring to an end episode 45 of the Idiosyncrasy podcast. Thank you so much for downloading. I certainly hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that you will share the Idiosyncrasy podcast with your friends, because this music is really wonderful. And if you'd like to find out more about it, just visit these artists' websites and please purchase their music. And if you get a chance, tell them you heard about it on Idiosyncrasy. All the music you hear on Idiosyncrasy comes from the express written permission of the artists who give me the permission to play it, including this one from David Lanz from Skyline Fire Dance. This is Prelude to the Dance at davidlanz.com. Our break music was from Soundition, soundition.com. And you can find more information about the Idiosyncrasy podcast by visiting my website at radio.jameyo.com. Click on the episode listing in the upper right, and it'll take you to a place where you can listen to the program and get a written playlist. You can also find it in the comments to this file. I also post playlists at the newagereporter.com website, newagereporter.com. Click on playlists and then to Idiosyncrasy. And we have a place on MySpace. Search for Idiosyncrasy, myspace.com/audiosyn. There's a fan page on Idiosyncrasy. I'm on Twitter and all that stuff too. You can also send email to audiosynpodcast@gmail.com. Well, my friends, that's going to wrap up episode 45. I'm Jamie Osborne. Thanks for downloading, and we'll see you soon on episode 46.